This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Look, I think first half was even enough. I thought we had enough of the play, we had enough of the chances. We conceded a bad goal, but there was nothing there that I thought we couldn't overcome. But second half, after we conceded the second one, just didn't really reach the levels of intensity and sort of tempo we've had all year. Then it was very, very hard for us to get any sort of control or traction in the game. It seemed like we were chasing it the whole time, and disappointing night for us.
Why do you think they weren't able to harness the momentum of last week?
I don't think that, again, I don't buy into that sort of stuff. Every game is a different challenge, It's not about, it's not like you start this game a goal up just because you won last week. I think if you fall into that trap of thinking that what you did last week is going to help you this week, it just doesn't work that way. I just thought, and to be fair to the players, it's the first time this year where I felt, especially in the second half, we just, we're in the position we are because every week we've been really, really competitive in every aspect of the game. And, even in our losses, I've always felt like, we hit certain markers in terms of, it, like I said, our endeavour and competitiveness. And I thought it was missing today in the second half, and that was disappointing.
And just the first game in the Premier League that your team hasn't scored, what do you think that was?
Look, we had enough chances to score. Issue, but I don't think that's the issue for us. It wasn't about scoring. We could have scored today. It's really meaningless. It's more about, like I said, the other things that are really important, that have been important for us all year, because irrespective of our performance fluctuation, our competitive levels and our ability to stay in games and be really strong in our conviction has been there all the time. And this was the first game probably in the second half where I just felt it wasn't there today, and that was a disappointing thing for us in that, if we don't hit those levels, it's then very hard for us to do all the other things we've been good at. I don't think it's a game to talk about sort of individuals, because I think whether it's Radu's first game or Sonny's 500, it doesn't really matter. What matters is, like I said, there's a group. We just didn't reach the levels that we need to compete. So, for us, there's obviously a lesson in that. It's part of our growth. You've got to feel all these things I keep saying are kind of, they're not firsts, but things you have to go through if you want to get growth, and it's how you react to them. And, that's our challenge now.
Do you have a sense of why, I know it's so soon to the game, but why maybe there wasn't intensity there that you said it's normally
been this season? It's not something that's been there before, so you kind of need to just sit back and analyse it. I'm sure we'll get plenty of evidence as to why, and plenty of things to kind of look at. But ultimately, like I said, whatever recourse we have now is too late for today's game.
And what's the message to the players after a game like that?
No different to any other game. It's about, you know, like I said, for us, it's about continual growth, continual development, and you know, that's never just a straight line. You're going to cop hits along the way, and we've copped one today, and we've just got to make sure that we bounce back stronger than ever.
Is it worrying?
What's that?
Is it worrying today that you didn't hit those levels you have been and you've dropped off?
Well, no, it's not worrying. It's disappointing, as I said. It'd be worrying if it was the fifth game in a row we did that. So it's disappointing, and we need to analyse it. So that's where, you know, that's where we're at. All these things you've got to try and treat in isolation to make sure that you don't fall into the trap of, you know, one way or another, whether that's positive or negative, going down rabbit holes that don't exist.
Do you think this is a good time to have the break now, given this result? Would you rather play straight away, or would you be glad to have two, you know, time off?
No. I mean, I don't know how to answer that question. It's an international break. We know that whether you win or lose, it's an international break. There's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of, you take it. The players will go away now, focus on the national teams. We'll get them back sort of, you know, a few days before the next game. And when we get them back, we'll kind of, you know, put to bed this analysis and then look forward from there.
And in the respect of what the old Spurs might have been accused of, i.e. something in their grasp a bit, fourth place, the opportunity to go fourth, haven't taken it. Is that an unfair accusation to level at your team?
No, you can level any accusation you want. I mean, I get it, and I'm happy for people to run that sort of commentary because it just doesn't, it's meaningless to me. I don't see fourth as a prize. This club's finished fourth before, it's finished second before. So you can throw all sorts of things at it. It's reached the Champions League final. You can throw all sorts of things at it, but this club has achieved things. So fourth is not my end goal. I don't want to finish fourth if we haven't grown as a team and developed as a team. And no one believes me, that's fine, because I think they, you know, part of the narrative is to try and push you into these kind of positions where you think that fourth is some kind of achievement that gives you something for next year. It doesn't give you anything unless fourth would be great. If I feel like we're growing as a team and we've created something that's going to bring us success next year. But fourth is not our goal. It hasn't been. It's not my goal. It certainly isn't my goal. But, you know, I get it from the outside, and particularly in the Premier League, that it seems like, you know, people push you into that position where you need to succeed or fail just on an outcome. And I just don't think that's how you get success. Success is built on, I think, more tangible stuff. If we finish fifth, and I think we've got a team to challenge next year, I won't be disappointed.
Okay, thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.